This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We just watched it, but would we recommend it? It's Binge or Skip with Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
This one, it's a rare binge or skip because it's not done yet.
Okay.
I'm still watching it, but it's a docuseries. It's supposed to be 4 episodes total. It's on Hulu and it's called Scamanda. Scamanda. It's about a scam. And the spoiler is sort of in the description. This is already a famous podcast, so now they're doing a docuseries about this lady who faked cancer and bilked people out of over like $100,000, got tons of sympathy. She and her husband first got together because she was like the nanny for his previous family.
I think I remember the story. Yeah,
yeah, you probably do, mm-hmm. because it was a pretty famous story. It was everywhere. And so then they hooked up and they had 2 kids of their own. And she faked the type of cancer that his first daughter from the previous relationship actually had, which makes it even more hurtful. The way she charms people and just makes people believe that she has this disease is so sick. She's very sweet. She goes to this giant mega church. She's doing speeches up on the stage. People are just giving her money, sympathy. She starts this blog that's very detailed about all of her symptoms and her treatments and everything. She's meeting celebrities. It's insane until finally this person in the church who's a very good friend of hers sniffs out a rat and she's like, I have to tell somebody that I think she's lying. She tells this investigative journalist and they do a deep dive. This investigator, sure enough, you know, she's made up hospital visits. She's just spinning yarns. And when it all starts to crumble, it's very fascinating because you don't know how much the husband knew. And he's benefiting from it. But I think he knew because it was like falsifying documents for child support purposes. That's the other thing. They kind of terrorize his first wife because they get custody of the original child that is not Amanda's child. And they use some of the funds that they got from her sickness to try and get custody of this kid. And so for the mom had to have like supervised visits for a while, which was devastating to her. It's a whole tangled web. So get in on the ground level of Scamanda.
Well, and so you watch a show like this and you start like not trusting everyone around you. Do you feel that way? Like,
no, isn't that awful? And that's the other thing. That's how she gets people though, because you're an evil, evil devil person if you dare doubt somebody saying that they have cancer, but she was lying the whole time.
Okay, again, that's streaming where?
Hulu.
On Hulu. Thanks, Liz.